It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Denver, Denver, we sing to thee. Fairest of colleges, giver three times three.
Did you hear like the? By the way, DU hockey champions.
Congratulations to the Pios. They beat Minnesota Duluth 3-2.
Yeah, and all them lakes.
All them lakes. They're weeping into their lakes openly.
Yes, from the land of sky blue waters.
That's what Minnesota. Okay, yeah, you're right. That is.
Come the teardrops from the feet.
What? From the feet? Oh, defeat.
Yes.
Teardrops from defeat. Got it. I thought you said teardrops from the feet. Like, that's a weird place to cry from. Yes, that was a great game. I watched that game. I was flipping between that and the Rockies. I was blown away. Every time I've watched DU this season, their puck handling skills, the way they control the puck in the zone, the way they just put shots on goal, it's the best hockey I've seen in this area in a long time. I mean, they look like pros.
No, they don't.
They look really good.
I mean, there's a lot of pros, but
there are a lot of pros.
Okay, so I asked, who did I see over the... Oh, do you know who I saw? I saw Mark Mosier.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him, Mark Mosier, of course, the voice of the...
Sure,
the
so you're not going to get an unbiased answer from him at all.
Well, no, I would, but
listen,
I think, no.
It's his job to support and talk
not,
up the
Not
abs.
Talking to me, he's not.
Sure it is.
Not talking to me, he's not.
Sure it is.
No. He said, no, I agree with him completely. The Avs would kill them. 10-0.
I don't think so.
Yes.
All I know is they outclassed Minnesota Duluth and every other team they saw in this Frozen Four tournament by head and shoulders. They could not. The other teams had such a hard time getting the puck off the sticks of Denver players. And there was, and I forget who this guy was. He got the hat trick.
Yeah, I can't remember. I don't know any. Listen, I root for the shirt.
No, but this kid, he's supposed to be coming back next year, and I hope he does. He made a sick move, took the puck behind the net, kept it. What?
Nothing. Nothing. Sorry. Nothing.
Felt like you were falling asleep.
No, I wasn't falling asleep. I'm actually excited about this. It's just, yeah. I haven't gotten enough. I hadn't got a lot of sleep this weekend.
Well, you were at the cabin with
at the hospital and you know. So I'm actually excited in this.
So he took this puck around behind the net, just duked two of these Minnesota Duluth players, like just stopped on a dime. The Minnesota defensive, they fly off in the wrong direction. He makes a turn right towards the net and somehow weaves his way through all of these sticks and puts the puck in the goal. It was an amazing.
The biscuit in the basket.
Puck in the goal works too. It was an amazing shot. It was an incredible shot. And I just saw that kind of talent on that team. There's a good chance that this team could challenge for a championship again next year.
Well, listen, you should be – if you are the University of Denver,
mm-hmm.
All right, you have now 8 hockey titles.
Yeah.
All right, the only team – I don't know what Minnesota, if they're west or east
no,
of Mississippi.
No, it's Michigan. Michigan is
– but west or east of the Mississippi.
Well, Minnesota is east, just east. Of
Michigan east?
No, Michigan is east, yes.
Okay, so we've got the most titles west of the Mississippi.
Yes.
Except for the Fighting Sioux, which are west. Dang, Sue.
No, we're...
Well, we've got more than them.
We are tied with them.
Oh, I don't like them very much.
So, North Dakota and DU both have 8. Michigan has 9.
So, but they've been around. I mean, it's not like they, you know, they're just new. I mean, they are a long-standing traditional hockey power. And
absolutely.
You should be... I believe you should be in the Frozen Four every year, and you should be contending every year.
Yeah. Although this was the first time I did not know this. This is the first time ever, I think, that two teams from the same... First time in a long time that two teams from the same conference were challenging for a national championship.
Well, they were the two best teams all year round.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and honestly, I mean, you've got some great hockey tradition west of the Mississippi in North Dakota, in DU, Minnesota is always there. We haven't heard anything from Michigan for a long time.
Minnesota, like if you were to go to a game at the University of Minnesota hockey game, mm-hmm. they play in, I believe, it's something like a 10,000-person arena, and they fill it. I mean, that's just not something you get here. This is the problem that DU hockey faces. There's just not the rabid hockey fan here in the numbers that there are in Minnesota or in the upstate or in Northeast. A lot of that is because it's really, really cold all the time there in the winter.
Well, they grow up skating on ice.
Yeah.
Like they can go out their backyard
and
find a lake
and
just go skating on it.
Yeah.
You can't do that here. Unless you live like in the mountains up near the divide. Like you're not generally going to be able to go out to a lake here in Denver, even in the depths of winter, and find a lake that's frozen over enough to actually be able to skate on just anytime you want.
Because it's not cold all the time here in the winter. That's what people don't understand.
Right.
Like we have lives. We have lives. Well, we go to the mountains. I mean, this is the reason why will always be the problem with why. I mean, you'll have the Broncos who will always fill it, and the Rockies will always be whatever they are simply because
they're a regional team.
They're a regional team. But the Nuggets and the Avs, because people have and frankly CU and CSU football. A lot of games because people just have other things to do here.
CU football actually probably draws, now that we're in the Pac-12, we probably draw as many fans, at least a few years ago, I remember one of the announcers saying there are as many fans at Stanford rooting for CU as there were at Folsom rooting for CU when they were losing terribly.
Yeah.
Because we have so many alumni out in California.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's the whole thing that's so great about it is that CU does travel well there because they're all –
Absolutely. We have a lot of alumni.
But when you see games here, students like to do other things. They don't necessarily like to, you know, it would be sacrilegious in the SEC for students not to be in their places before kickoff.
Sure. And wearing a jacket and a tie.
Sometimes.
I went to a Clemson game and my cousin went to Clemson and I was getting ready to go to the game. We get up that morning. First of all, when I was at CU, we'd get up like at 11 and meander over to Folsom.
Oh, no.
And get there like halfway through the first quarter.
Yeah.
You know. They're up at 7 for breakfast, and then they come back and they dress, and then they have to go and watch the team walk into the stadium, and then they have to go get their seat. And this is like 45 minutes. You're at your seat 45 minutes before kickoff. I'm like, why am I here 45? Like, what are we doing? They're like, oh, we're going to sing songs. We're going to chant. We're going to just socialize. I'm like, no, this sucks. I hated it. I'm getting ready to leave the house. I have a t-shirt, pair of shorts on, and sandals. She goes, what are you wearing? I'm like, I'm going to a football game. She goes, no, not here. You're not. And she had to get with one of her friends to lend me a jacket, and I had to pull out one of my shirts. And she was angry I wore jeans. Like, I wore jeans to the game, and she was angry. And sandals. I refused to remove my sandals. It was hot and humid down there. I'm not wearing
South Carolina.
Yeah. So it's But when I went to see you.
Nothing else to do down there.
When I went to see you, I do remember there were, of course, they were really good at the time. And we used to fill that stadium.
They would fill it, but it would never be full at the beginning.
No. No, no. And it rarely will be.
I figured I have a solution, but I just don't think it'll ever work. So here's my solution since we have about a minute and a half here. This is my solution.
Okay.
Is game time. So game time starts at like 1, say, just for instance.
Is this for DU and CU or just CU?
This is just for CU, but you could do something similar for DU.
Okay.
Okay, so whatever the game time is, so like 45 minutes before, if it's at CU, you start at like 9th and College.
Okay.
With a big bell on a wheels.
Okay.
And you just start wheeling the bell towards the stadium.
Bring out your dad.
Yes, exactly.
Bring
right.
Bring out your dad.
Bunga, 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 bunga. Right?
Yeah.
And then everyone just sort of falls in behind the bell. And then the bell is transported to the stadium with all the little mice in tow.
You know what's an even better plan? If you're at your seat 30 minutes before kickoff, you get a free ounce.
See, that's a much better
idea. That works for all schools. FCSU, DU, Colorado College.
I'm surprised that DU doesn't sell those anyway. They're a private institution. I mean, they sell whiskey, for God's sakes.
Exactly. That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, except it'd be, you know, all the chants would be just a little bit slower.
That's okay. At least they'd be there.
DU has the best chant.
What is it?
Give me a C.
C.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an M.
M.
What's that spell? It's all over. It's all over.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.